tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the third and final hour of today's show. This Friday, January 9th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate that. Also, want to remind you that Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com website, has started the America 250 birthday sale. For our listeners only, he is going to continue the end of the year Christmas discounts that he offered many of you. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the products, all the products actually in the store on the website, MyPillow.com, along with free shipping. All you have to do is use the promo code when you check out, Trucker Randy, and you'll get those discounts and free shipping. And again, if you would like an 800 number, you don't want to shop online, then just text me MP for My Pillow, and I'll send you the link. We're going to be talking with Kevin Kievsky. He's an announced candidate running for the Attorney General. He is going to be coming on in the next segment. And one of the things that the process that goes into this race, both for Secretary of State as well as Attorney General, is going to be over on March 28th. In March, you will be called as a precinct delegate to attend your county convention. There'll be a call to county convention. You will go to that convention. And there, you guys will select people to represent your county to go down to Novi, Michigan on Saturday, March 28th to attend the state convention. This is the Michigan Republican Party's endorsement convention. And there, it will be decided as to who the party wants to get behind and have them represent us in the November election. Now, it's being done early for the first time ever by the Michigan Republican Party. And we're not even sure exactly how this is going to work. Because per election laws, we actually have to do the nominating convention, officially nominating the person for the party in August, after the August primary. There'll be new precinct delegates elected at that primary election. And then another state convention held later in August. So not really sure how this is going to work with last year's precinct delegates basically doing the endorsements in March. And then come August, is that who the new delegates are going to be forced to accept? How exactly is that all going to work out? So that's something that I want to get into with Kevin Kievsky, being that he is an attorney, number one, and number two, will be, if nominated and wins the election, he will be the next attorney general for the state of Michigan, the top law enforcement officer. So that's one of the things that I want to talk to him about and get a feel for where he thinks this process is going to go. So, again, this is going to be done by the precinct delegates. This is not open to the general public or a primary election like it will be on August 4th this year. This is going to be done on March 28th. And again, it will be the duly elected precinct delegates that were elected last year, 2024. You serve a two-year term, and that will be up in August of this year. And if you want to run for re-election, you're going to have to fill out an affidavit of identity and be on the ballot in August on the August 4th primary. Kevin Kievsky, candidate for Attorney General. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kievsky. He is an announced candidate for Attorney General here in the state of Michigan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, I discussed this in the short segment leading up to this conversation. And I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this early endorsement convention and the August primary on August 4th, which you're not part of. You're not on the ballot once you're chosen to be the endorsed candidate. But then after the August 4th primary, all of the precinct delegates have to be reelected, or perhaps new ones elected to represent the counties, and then ultimately going to the true, real nominating convention, I believe, which is in our election laws, in the party's bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party. But those, Kevin, could be different precinct delegates attending August nominating convention versus those attending and voting to select you and Secretary of State and other folks to be our Republican candidates at the March 28th. Have you found out, have you been in contact with the party chair, Jim Runstead? How exactly is this process going to work this year?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because the whole reason for an endorsement convention in March of this year is to make sure that we're able to get ahead of the other side, get ahead of the Democrats regarding getting our messaging out, making sure that we're able to raise the money necessary for the campaign. And frankly, the Democrats were the ones that started an endorsement convention a long time ago. And the Republicans decided, well, we have to do the same thing in order to stay ahead. So the rationale for the convention is really important. And yes, you did allude to the other convention that would happen later on. It's basically to just confirm the endorsement that was given much earlier. There will be some delegate turnover to a certain extent, precinct delegate turnover specifically, but nothing that would be so detrimental or something so different where the delegates would probably want to move in a different direction. They have that ability, but that ability is contained within the rules that the party puts forward, and it would take essentially a supermajority of delegates in order to change anything. So it's unlikely. And the Democrats, again, they have the same option, the same thing. So the endorsement convention helps us to properly do the things we need to do and not run afoul of the law. And then when we take a look at state statute for the required convention later in August, it's just going to be essentially a confirmation once again.
So more or less a formality at that point.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Because I thought, well, what happens if, well, let's pick your race. You know, you're running for attorney general. There's other folks also running for it as well. And what if they don't concede? You know, normally when we're at our state conventions, there's a contest, the votes are tallied, they then make the announcement who is the winner. The other people that were running all come up and give basically a concession speech and asking that all the delegates be unanimously awarded to the winner, where there's unification. That takes place usually at every state convention that I've been to. What happens if, you know, there's a sore loser in your race and he decides, well, you know what? I'm not willing to concede. I'm not willing to give my delegates over to this person. I'm not willing to give a unification speech here at this endorsement convention. I'm going to stay in the race and try to convince the new delegates that are coming perhaps after the August 4th primary to see if they'll consider undoing what we've done here at the endorsement convention. Like you say, this is the first time the Republican Party's ever done this. The Democrats have been doing it for years, but the Democrats usually don't even have two candidates. They usually pick one person to run for a particular seat, and that's it. And I don't understand the process, I guess. And I've had a lot of people, a lot of my listeners are precinct delegates, and they're saying, wait a minute, Randy, how is exactly this going to work? We've never done this before.
Yeah, so again, regarding your hypothetical, and it really doesn't matter if it's attorney general, secretary of state, or otherwise, even one of the university boards that will be up at the endorsement convention. Again, it doesn't matter what a candidate that's successful or a candidate that is unsuccessful wants. It matters ultimately what the delegates want. And when it comes to the delegates, they're going to be the ones to confirm at the August convention what was endorsed or otherwise put forward in the March convention. So someone can make a lot of noise, I suppose, if they wanted to. But at the same time, what delegates are going to be focused upon is, okay, do we have someone here with the message that we agree with? Do we have someone here with the momentum that we desperately need in order to turn Michigan red again? Do we have someone that has had the national contacts in addition to the fundraising capabilities in order to have a successful campaign? Because if you take a look between August going through November, that's a very tight turnaround. So while there are possibilities that maybe there could be a change, it's very, very, very unlikely. And I'm not really worried about it one bit.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, and actually with this, you know, 45-day window now that we have for absentee ballots going out, actually it's, you know, the end of the second or third week in September, all of October, right before the November 3rd general election. So, like you say, after we get through the official, quote-unquote, nominating convention in late August, it's only going to be a couple weeks, and the ballots are already going to start going out in the mail.
Right, and this is what I would say. I believe that I'm going to win the endorsement convention, but in some alternate universe, if I did not, I'm not going to be trying to do anything other than unify the party. I would expect that of any other candidate for any other race, because Michigan, it's too important. This election that we have in November of this year, we have to take our state back.
Well, I got to tell you, I did a story from MERS News Service the other day, and I did not realize this, but you know, this is the first time in our state's history that we have an open seat for governor and U.S. senator. And it was like, wait a minute, I'm going to challenge that. It doesn't sound right. But because we didn't actually start electing our U.S. senators by the general population until the 13th Amendment, the 17th Amendment, came into play and basically changed everything. The first election actually for U.S. senator was in 1918, and I didn't even realize that. But every single year election cycle, we've always had either an incumbent governor or an incumbent U.S. senator, and this is the first time we've ever had both of those, so it is critically important this upcoming election.
That's absolutely right. And there are opportunities here that we have never had before in the state of Michigan, which we are absolutely laser focused on seizing. And I can tell you this much, when I was in D.C. about a month ago speaking with folks at the White House and RAGA, which is the Republican Attorneys General Association, they see this as a key pickup for Attorney General, in addition to, of course, U.S. Senate and governor. This is really going to be the time where we have the red wave overtake the whole state, and we're going to fix things here because, frankly, things have been broken for a long time, and we got to make sure that things are going to be set back on the right track.
Right. Well, again, you know, the 17th Amendment, where it changed from the state legislators electing our U.S. senator to the general population, you know, that really changed things. And more importantly, and this is somewhat related, obviously, directly to your office, how many times have we seen where the parties pick these candidates? They're not up. You aren't up to subject to an August 4th primary election. Kind of a completely different dynamic you're operating under compared to U.S. senators, governor candidates, state reps, state senators. Kind of a very unique position for you and some other folks, like you mentioned, Secretary of State, the universities and things like that. Kind of changes the way you have to campaign.
That's right. And I have to say, it's not atypical for these particular types of roles where it is picked through convention. There are several other states. You could take a look, for example, out east at Virginia, for example, and actually quite a few others where we actually have party officials, the precinct delegates, the 5,000 plus across the state that will inevitably have a hand in this. And frankly, this is a real big opportunity for our precinct delegates to make their voices heard, because we need to make sure that Republican conservative values, in addition to policies, are going to be advanced, because people who are members of the party know best. And when I say members, not necessarily just precinct delegates, but people that are involved with the party know best how to message and how to put forward the Republican platform.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think is interesting, too, Attorney General Dana Nessel came out with an opinion that what the House Republicans did on their Appropriations Committee, utilizing a actual law, she claimed that that law was unconstitutional. I'm sure you had an opportunity to look at that opinion and that situation. What is your legal opinion about what the House Republicans did, stopping $645 million worth of special quote-unquote work projects from the leftover money from last year's budget? Well, what's your perspective on all this?
Well, my perspective is, respectfully, the Attorney General is wrong with her opinion. Why? Because in terms of, this is called a carry forward authority. This is provided by statute. We've had this for over, I think, 25 years. So essentially, if you have a project from a prior budget year that's going to sort of overlap into a future budget year, that could be carried forward if both chambers agree, both the House and the Senate. Here, there was roughly, you know, not quite, but $640, $650 million that this House Speaker said should not be carried forward because of a lack of accountability, and it adds to essentially a slush fund. And that is certainly within Speaker Hall's prerogative. And in fact, I just read that actually this morning he is filing suit to essentially negate or to overturn the Attorney General's opinion. So AG opinions carry a lot of weight, but they can only be, as I said or shared with your listeners in prior shows, they can be overturned based upon sound legal reasoning provided by the Michigan Supreme Court. So this will be litigated for a while, but the Attorney General is wrong on the law. The statute is absolutely crystal clear.
Now, Kevin, is that having to go through the normal court process where it starts with the lower courts, ends up going through the appellate court, ultimately to the Michigan Supreme Court, or can they expedite that directly to the Supreme Court?
So there are opportunities to actually have this expedited if both parties generally agree or if one party can show that there's a good reason to do it. My feeling is what they're going to attempt to do, and again, I haven't read all the details about Speaker Hall's lawsuit plan, but I'm sure that they're going to file it in the appropriate court. Here it would be, I'm sure, the Michigan Court of Claims, and then it would go through the regular appellate procedure, very similar to when there were challenges brought regarding the 35th Senate District, that vacancy.
Yes.
So that was brought in the Court of Claims. So I highly suspect it'll be brought in the Court of Claims, and then it'll go up the food chain from there.
Well, it's kind of interesting, though, because that new wholesale tax went into effect January 1st. So I know the cannabis industry is very much wanting this decided, you know, which way they're going to go on that, along with this other $645 million in special work projects. Courts are going to be busy, sir.
They will. It's great to be with you.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate your opinions. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Have a great day.
Bottom of the hour news, hour number 3.